We already having fun, ain't we? I'm preaching on tithing. Open up your Bibles to the book of Malachi. Psych. I am preaching on tithing, though, but we're not going to Malachi. We're gonna go another journey. Amen. Amen. We're gonna deal with some of this first fruits I keep hearing about. Amen. So you can open, we're gonna start in the book of Jude. It's only one chapter. I got all kind of water up here. The book of Jude. First fruits is there's so much preaching going on your first fruits offering. Some say that first fruits, well, they call it whatever they want to call it. If they want you to sow a seed of $1,000, they call it first fruits. How many hear me? This is going on today. This is what the church is doing. If they want you to sow a seed of $300-$400, they call it first fruits. So I've been greatly disturbed by all this first fruits preaching. So I decided to do a little research on it. But in my researching, I was kind of not confused, but wanted to make sure it was God. And I got up yesterday and I turned my TV on. It was on one of the Christian stations. And I've never seen this guy before in my life. But he was talking about first fruits. And he was talking about first fruits the same way that I'd been studying it. So I just turned the TV off real quick. Thank you, Lord. Because I didn't want to usurp none of what God had given him. I wanted to be able to teach you what God had gave me. Amen. And so we start in the book of Jude when we talk about first fruits. In Jude, the 11th verse, it says, "Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gangslaying of Kor." It says, "Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam." Underline, ran in the way of Cain. Woe unto them that have went in the way of Cain. Because Cain is the beginning of our source. Now, as we deal with, we're not going to get too caught up in Balaam. Y'all know who Balaam is. And if you don't, you know that he deals with one of those prophets that didn't want to obey the word of God, didn't want to obey God, or perished in the gainslaying of Kor. It's talking, you know, dealing with five places, or same thing, declaring, didn't want to declare the will of God in their lives. But Cain was different. Because Cain was trying to declare God in his life, but in his own way. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Don't lose that, because we're going to go back to Cain. Go to Genesis. Let's see if I can find it. Genesis, the 4th chapter. As I kept studying about first fruits and the first fatling, God let me know that we keep preaching about tithing out of Malachi. But God says there's a deeper sense of tithing than people actually realize. They don't understand what they're missing out on. In the 4th chapter of Genesis, it says, "And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was the keeper of sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstling of his flock and that fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." Now, what you have to understand about both these brothers, both of them were very intelligent. They were blessed. Cain had his own field. Abel had a stock of sheep. So they were very prosperous. God had made them very prosperous. But God wanted the first, them to give him their first. We see that what Cain did, if you pay attention to the way it's worded, and in the process of time, it came to pass that when you see in the process of time, it's letting you know that Cain did it the way he wanted to do it when he wanted to do it. It says in the process of time, Pastor Keys, in his own time, he decided to bring God a tithe. But what he did was, it says, Cain brought the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. You notice it says fruit. It doesn't say first, because it wasn't his first idea. He hadn't really planned on giving God anything. Most folks don't think they owe God tithing. Or we want to give it the way we want to give it, or we want to give it sparingly. If it's rough this week, we don't pay tithing. When it's rough, that's when you need to honor God the most. Why? Because we have our own fundamentals, and we have this knowledge and this understanding that comes from this attitude, this mindset, that if we give God the fruit or a piece, of what we owe God, if we give him a piece, then he should be satisfied. Y'all ain't heard this one before, have you? But look at what Abel did. And Abel, he also brought the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. He brought the firstling. That means he brought God the best one out of the whole group. And it was the first thing he gave God. He didn't say, God, look at what I've done. Look at what you gave me. But he took the firstling. He took the fattest sheep. He took the fattest one. He took the most, the one that had the most meat on it. Everything. It was clean. It was pure. He gave God his best. And he gave it to him first. You notice it doesn't say in front of his name how in the midst of time, like it did for Cain, that means that Cain sat back and contemplated on what he was going to give God. You can't contemplate. I know God done got me out of a lot of scrapes and then reminded me, remember, that's because you sowed. It's quiet in this house. Abel brought the firstling of his flock. Amen. Go back to the third verse again. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground. But Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. You notice how that's worded? It says, Cain brought the fruit of the ground and the offering unto the Lord. And Abel, all he also brought. At the same time, Cain brought what he brought to God because he saw Abel. You can't give because somebody else give. You have to give because God impresses you to give. Amen. Well, glory. Go to Genesis 27. We're going to look at Abraham. As I find it. Genesis 20 and 7. Remember, we're talking about the first fruits offering, or the firstling. That which you give first unto God. Abraham, it was something about what Abraham did. We always preach about how Abraham looked up and saw the ram in the thicket, or how God provided for Abraham. But there's a reason God provided for Abraham. You say, well, it's because he gave his firstborn. That's part of it. But there's another, there's a greater significance to what Abraham did that pleased God. Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, I'm my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went with him together. Look at verse 10. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Abraham already knew that it was going to be his son. What was Isaac? Was Abraham's firstling? They say, well, no, he wasn't. Ishmael was. It's quiet in here. Ishmael was. That's why this is so significant to Abraham's blessing. Ishmael was Abraham's firstborn. Isaac was the secondborn. But in him being second, he was still the first one because he was the seed that God miraculously brought forth. See, Ishmael came forth because of Abraham's strength and Sarah's wisdom. It had nothing to do with God. Isaac was all about God. God waited till Abraham was too old to do anything and renewed his strength. Amen. So as we look at this, I don't want to go nowhere else. I'm going to stay here. And the angel of the Lord called on him out of heaven, said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For listen closely, these three words. For now I know. God had been blessing Abraham all the time. But Abraham hadn't really made any real sacrifice unto the Lord. So God was continually doing what? Searching the intents of his heart, trying to see where Abraham was actually coming from. But the Lord says, for now, I know. I know who you are, Abraham. I know who you are because you are willing. You fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham was getting ready to sacrifice his son, which totally rearranged what had happened, how Ishmael was actually firstborn. But because Abraham got ready to sacrifice Isaac became the firstling, or he became the offering, or he became the seed, or he became the tithe for Abraham's life. Y'all don't hear me, do you? Isaac became Abraham's tithe. Why? Because Isaac came forth out of power from God when he quickened Sarah's womb and when he touched Abraham and he caused life to manifest itself in Sarah, who was now 90 years old. So Abraham gave the first fruits, or the firstling of his what? Life. See how important tithing is? When you sow tithe, you're sowing yourself. You're giving yourself unto God. So God said, I now know, I perceive, I can see, I understand, Abraham, who you are, and that you fear and you reverence me because you were willing to give me the one thing that you really didn't want to sacrifice, because you waited 100 years to have this son that would bring forth the seed of Jesus. But you were willing to sacrifice. Tithing is a sacrifice. Because 1 week you may not, you'll look and you say, I can't afford to do this. I can't afford to do this. But you better believe if you honor God, he'll honor you. And God will say, for now I know who you are, and I know that you fear me and you reverence me because you were willing to give that which your flesh and your mind told you you were unable to give. I may not have offering to give, but I'm going to make sure my tithes are paid. There was times I paid tithes and didn't have a dime in my pocket, and I just went on, and God opened door after door and moved. God will not just open up doors, but God will open up the doors of men's hearts. For now I know you, Brother Tony, because you couldn't afford to give God his tenth, but you sold it anyway, believing that God was a miracle worker. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and beheld behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up for a burnt offering into the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Don't you know when you honor God, wherever you stand, you're standing in the presence of Jehovah Jireh? A God that will provide. Remember, they ran in the way of, woe unto them that go in the way of Cain. So bring that your firstling or your first fruit only when it's feasible and it's good for you. Woe unto them who decide that they'll hold back for a time and give later. I don't like teaching on tithing because that's all we heard for so long. But there are folks about to miss God. You are going to need God. There's going to be times in your life when you are going to need him. And you are not going to have to call upon him and wait on him, because if you honor God, he'll honor you, and he will say, for I know you and you fear and reverence me, so I'm here for you. Don't go in the way of Cain. Amen. You don't have to go here. This is what Proverbs says, 3 and 9. Proverbs 3 and 9, write it down. Honor the Lord with thy substance. With thy substance. Well, we want to say that substance relates to natural things. Well, it does. But substance also relates to things that are incarnate and things which are spiritual. What is your substance? Your substance is who you are and what you are, because when you give unto the Lord that which God honors God, which is your tithe or your first fruits unto the Lord, when you give it first, you honor God in a way where he now knows you. And when you honor God in that way, you give unto God your substance. Why? Because what? The substance that you sow in unto God now has become a part of who you are. When Abraham got ready to sow Isaac, he sold his substance. Why? Because that which he was giving was coming out of his very body. It was a part of his life. When you sow your tithe unto the Lord, it is a part of who you are and what you represent in God. And when you give it, you're just not giving your finance, but you're giving your soul, you're giving your spirit, you're giving your mind, you're giving your heart. You're telling God, here I am, I submit myself therefore unto you. And you know, therefore you give God your substance. Hallelujah. And then he says, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. There's a lot of times I win a lot of money bowling. You know what the first thing is I do with it? I pull 10% off the top. They laugh at me. They say, we know Rev gonna give his 10%. I say, you know it. I'm gonna give God his. I'm already separated his before you get yours. Because you're not my God. Because what? When you receive financial blessings, it's increase. So we don't think we ought to give off of our increase. All right. I'm about to finish. Somebody said hallelujah. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all of thy increase. Remember that little old guy used to bring those ducks? We used to make fun of him. He had some rough hands. Man, they were rough. You could tell he worked in the field all of his life. But he would bring that duck to Pastor Hart every year. I mean, I never realized how big these rascals were till one day Jerry and I had him over in the annex and we busted the wooden case that he came in. And when he raised up, when it got through raising up, his head was about this high up in the air. I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do now? We can't get him back in the crate. He was hissing and chasing. Oh man, please. And we thought it was funny. But later on, God showed me the reason that man, you know how old that man was when he come, when at that time he was 93 years old, healthy as an ox. If you shook his hand, you'd think you put your hand in a vice. And he wasn't doing it on purpose. That's just what was in him. But God had kept him. Because when he gave that goose or whatever that thing was, he gave it from his substance. The ground that he worked all year. The ground that he tilled all year. The food that he gave. He gave that duck, that goose from his substance. God honored him in his substance by giving him good life. There's more and more preaching going on now that you don't have to tithe. And that's good because that's what people want to hear anyway. But if you know what God has done for you, why would you listen to what they say? It's what you know. Amen. I'm closing for real now. Go back to Jude. You notice that Jude is the only has one chapter. But out of all the people that it mentions in here, it mentions Cain. Don't be like Cain. And you have no idea it's easy for you to be like Cain. Because whether you realize it or not, Cain is also an offspring of Adam. And so are we. So we have that mentality and that mindset to wait to a better time or until it pleases us or until it delight us or until we think that it's purposeful to give to God what God says we ought to give to him. God will bless every phase and fraction of your life if you trust him and you give him the firstling or the first fruit of your increase. Don't miss out on what God has for you. Now, I'm by no means silly or stupid. I like to have fun. But I don't expect you, after you've sold your tithe to God, to give an offering that you need to pay your light bill. How many hear me? Because if you don't pay your light bill, your gas bill, you can't blame the devil. You just didn't pay it. And if you don't pay it, they're going to turn it off.
But God will work in your stead.
Last month, I'm going to share with y'all. This is it. Last month, they came out here. Rodney called me, my brother Rodney. He says, Dennis, there's a truck over here. I said, a truck? What kind of truck? He says, electrical truck. I'm like, what? It hit me. He out here to turn some power off. So Rodney talked to him. I talked to him. He said, I got to do it. I cannot do it. It was to this auditorium. You have no idea how much the lights is in this auditorium. But it ain't stuff that we generated. This stuff that was laid on us, if you know what I mean. But nevertheless, he had pulled up out here. Well, in my process, I said, Father, this is the time where you honor us as a church and as a body, because we believe in honoring you with your tithe. See, I just didn't put it up on me. I called the whole body into it. And I said, Father, this is that time. So when I got out there to talk to the guy, he says, I'll tell you what. I'll get in the truck and call somebody. By now I'm talking to Sister Sherry. Sister Sherry trying to get it worked out. Well, he still was supposed to cut the power off. Even though Sister Sherry had called in the payment, he was still supposed to cut it off because he was out here. God proved to me that he honors us because we give unto him our firstling and our first fruit. I called Rodney. I said, Rodney, what's he doing? Rodney said, that man got in his truck and left. I said, he what? He said he got in his truck, he backed out, and he left. And he was hardened. You could tell he didn't like churches. But God can move on the hardest heart when you honor him. Y'all don't hear me this morning. So the next time you decide that you're going to give God 5% instead of 10, remember, if God comes to your rescue, he's going to do 5 for you. And I guarantee you 5% ain't going to get it done. It's just going to get you in more trouble. Everyone stand. Told you I was finished. Whew, this church has got so many bills. There are times I want to get on a plane, and wherever it lands, that's where I'm going to stay. Hopefully it'll be a warmer climate, so if I get off, I can stay on the streets for a while. I'm not worried about eating, because I could probably live off of this for 2 or 3 months. Easy. My stomach might be rumbling, but I'm sure I can make it, Mom. I'd miss your food, but I think I can make it if I had to. But we need to honor God. So God will say, for now I know that you reverence me, because you were willing to give unto me that which I ask you for, even when your mind told you that you couldn't afford to do it. You know, we used to have a big sign used to say, prayer changes things. And I believed that for years. Then I actually found out, Elder Grimm, that God, what he did was God answered prayer. But when you live for God and abide in God's truth, that brings forth the change. It changes when your mindset changes, because you are changed by the renewing of your mind. It brings about change. If your mindset don't change, you could pray till your knees fall off. It ain't gonna change a thing. Because when you get up, the same thing you got down to pray about is gonna be there when you get up. But if you begin to see things differently and understand things differently and perceive differently about who you are in God and how you've honored him with your substance, Hebrews says faith is the what? The what? The word I'm looking for is that first word. What is that again? Substance. Faith is substance. What is substance? Is that which is living and breathing and bringing forth blessings in your life. That's faith. It's substance. Faith ain't something we talk about. Substance is not something we sing about. But faith is substance. And God will say, for I know what Abraham did was strictly living according to faith. For now I know that you reverence me because you allow faith to manifest itself in your mortal flesh when your mindset told you that you were about to kill your only son. See, God, did you hear that? God said, "Because we were willing to give me your only son." What does that tell you of the word of God? So God said that. The angel of the Lord said, and we know that the angel of the Lord was Jesus. He said, "For you are now you were willing to give your only son." So what happened to Ishmael? Because when Abraham submitted himself to God and got ready to slay his son, he took the spirit or the flesh of Ishmael, which was the beastly nature, and brought it under subjection to the power of God. And God said, for now I know, Abraham, I can look in your soul and see the spirit of God. Because you have overcome the deeds of the flesh. Flesh, you know, he didn't want to kill his son. Dear God, he waited 100 years for it. And look at how God blesses substance. If you'll read your Bible on, you'll find out that Sarah dies. Abraham lives and have more kids, upon more kids, more wives. He outlives all his other wives and his children. And then he wakes up on the Mount of Transfiguration after Jesus rose from the grave. Look at how God blessed his substance. For now I know you. You shall never die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. So you remember, from now on when you pay your firstling, your tithe, remember that you're giving of yourself. It's your flesh. It's your heart. It's your spirit. It's all of you. You're not just giving finance, but you're giving your substance. And God will honor and bless your substance. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Listen to this. I was have everybody come down here that wanted to make things right with God and say, Lord, I haven't been doing right on my tithe and I'm going to do the right thing. But a lot of you not going to come, and then some of you going to come anyway. But look into these baby blue eyes. I know who you are. I know who you are. And if you're a worker in this church, you better believe I know who you are. Honor God. I'm not up here to beat you up, but I'm up here to encourage you and to let you know that God wants to bless you. Amen. We're going to do something real quick. I want you to come stand across the front. We're going to pray that God will honor you. He will honor your substance and your first fruit. So if somebody sends you a letter in the mail and tells you, God told me you send me your first fruit offering, and it's $300, send the letter back and say, no thanks. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a great people that you have brought together and assembled for your own glory. Father, some of them are going through dreadful things financially, spiritually, Father, and physically. But Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would let your blessing be upon them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I praise and I adore you for being so powerful and so great. For most importantly, for loving us so much that you gave your only begotten, your firstborn. You gave your firstborn. You gave your firstling that he might have many brethren. You sacrificed your first, so you expect us to sacrifice ours. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God is ready to add unto us, but you've got to position yourself in the adding position and in a receiving position. God will bless every area, every phase of your life if you position yourself in the right place. So, Father, as I touch and agree with this body, regenerate, renew, revive, Father. Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, have your way. By the power of your own glory, have your way. Hallelujah.